This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yay!
Good morning!
Good morning. You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. It is 6:37. How are you, Madam Harry? Oh, it's back! It's back!
Oh, how good is that?
It really does take me back. What's the film? Space Jam. Takes me back to Space Jam.
Oh.
Which I didn't like at the time.
Do you know what?
But now, nearly 30, I'm on board.
I had that on video.
Did you? On video.
Now, we're kind of riding solo today.
We are riding duo anyway.
Duo.
We're down one member of the tag team. He's tapped out.
Yep. Couldn't handle it. So get out of the kitchen.
Yeah. Couldn't handle the heat. So but ironically, he's gone to Vietnam, which is quite warm. Yeah. Sean is off holidaying. He's gone to a Wild Boys Week in Vietnam.
Wow.
Say no more. Speaking of holidays, Harry, you were telling me that Harry's hot brother's gone away.
Yes.
Vietnam?
Vietnam, no.
Maybe they've gone to Vietnam together.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be an amazing tag team scandal if Sean was having a secret Vietnam affair with your boyfriend. Brother, sorry.
Two things wrong there.
Yeah.
Noy's in Spain with his better half as well. Oh, they are
Marbella. He's gone to Marbella.
No carbs for Marbs.
No carbs before Marbs. Marbella. Right. Yeah, so is he looking good?
He's looking good. He's looking trim. No, they're in Torrevieja on the Costa Blanca.
Oh, is that a bit ritzier than Marbella, is it?
I wouldn't say ritzier, but it's an older town and it's where my grandparents' villa is. So it's Rio Como.
Which one's that?
Not
Lorna.
No, the other ones. Oh. The other ones. So my grandfather.
They've done all right.
Well,
don't trip on their diamonds, mate.
Well, in the 70s.
Don't trip on their Spanish diamonds.
Don't trip on your pesos. In the 70s, him and his mate thought it was brilliant to go out and buy a load of apartments and then not actually pay for them. So the one apartment would pay for the other apartment. And they had like this little thing that they did. And then they convinced my grandparents, like convinced my gran and then his other friend, that it was the best idea he's ever had. So then he ended up with 6 apartments.
Is this your brother?
No, my grandfather. He's a wheeler dealer.
No. And he's still got them?
He's only got one now. He very slowly sold them off.
Flogged them off.
Yeah, timeshares.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's Morgan been up to? Keeping it classy, is he?
Oh, yeah. At the moment, he's got a watermelon with a bottle of vodka sitting in the top of it.
Traditional.
Classic.
Traditional. Is it just the two of them? Is it a romantic getaway? Well, no, with a bottle of vodka and a watermelon.
No. What could go
just
wrong?
The 4 of them.
It's not that romantic, but they're going out, you know, to all the places that we did when we were kids, like, you know, seeing all these nightclubs. And
Beautiful.
He's like going over to 222 and the Toucan, going off to Popeyes for breakfast, getting a full English, you know, in Spain, trying the delicacy.
A full English breakfast.
Yeah. Looking for a British pub.
I love Morgan.
Yeah.
We need a bit more Morgan, I reckon.
All right. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joy.
You are listening to the tag team this morning. It is just Hunter and Harry. We're down one Schwan today.
Oh, I thought you were going to go into Sean. Like, I just expect it.
Hunter, Harry and Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, no more, my friend.
No more.
Harry, you've got a great tale of romance to share with us.
I have.
Is it you?
Me? No.
Yeah, is it something romantic you've done?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. But we'll get to that. But first, right?
Mm.
So, you know, Joe... Oh, we haven't got a phonetic way of saying this. Joe Mangaliano?
No.
No?
No.
How do you say it?
Might be how you're pronouncing it. No, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, so he is the really hot werewolf. He's a werewolf, not a swearwolf.
Just a famous werewolf.
Werewolf from True Blood.
Oh, all right, I see.
And now he's in Magic Mike.
Yeah.
But he is dating the Sofia Vergara.
Is he?
Yes.
Is she single? Was she single?
Yes. So, right, this is what happened, okay? So his best mate is the editor of People US, right? Rang him and was like, look, Sofia is breaking up with a guy. I think you need to go. And his words were, you go get her. So he Joe got in contact with her people.
Oh, he is hot. I've just done a Google.
Yeah. Found out where...
Or any generic search engine.
Found out where she was. Flew down to New Orleans, where she was filming a new film. Took her out for tea. And that was the end of the story.
And it worked. That's impressive.
Because he said that she wasn't going to stay single for long.
Yeah, so he had to move fast.
He
probably dropped some serious coin on that too, because a last minute flight like that doesn't go cheap.
No, and probably first class, let's face it.
Yeah, that's right.
Celeb.
Trip on your diamonds, Joe.
I know, just how you travel. So.
Have you ever done anything like, have you ever caught a Jetstar flight or any other budget airline across the country for love?
Yeah, do you know what we used to do, right? So when my lovely lady and I got together, we were together like a week, and then she moved to Melbourne and I was still in Adelaide.
Oh,
so
that's a cruel trick. I know. Did you come from Wales to Adelaide and then she was like, oh, I've gone to Melbourne?
Yeah, she was like, see you later, mate. I was like, oh, brilliant. Right, yeah. And then we did long distance for like 6 months, and we had to get the bus from Adelaide to Melbourne.
How long is that bus ride?
That's a good 10 hours.
And you were never together because you were on your own?
No, because we were crossing paths.
And who was doing more bus work?
So it would go every 2 weeks.
Just one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time.
But that's pretty romantic.
Oh, but the bus was awful.
The bus isn't romantic.
It's not romantic when you get on like the last bus out of Melbourne.
It's like a country song.
Oh, and
I'm on the last bus out of Melbourne.
Or you get in the bus over to Melbourne and it's full of, AFL supporters.
That
sweet bourbon smell. And they're all trying to chat you up. And all you want to do is watch the new Catherine Zeta-Jones film on the little tiny screen.
Do they have a movie?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was that Catherine Zeta-Jones
Oh, that cat! Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Like cruel.
The one where she's Welsh.
The one where she went all about.
No reservations.
Yes.
Was it really?
Yes, that one. Yes, where she's a chef.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, because I was watching an episode of Orange Is the New Black, and they were watching that film the other day, and I thought, what a strange film for them to be watching.
Yeah, no, it's a great film.
That's a great gesture of love. I think that's pretty impressive. That trumps me. I haven't done anything particularly romantic, I don't think.
No?
No. Do you think we should get some inspiration?
Yes, let us know what you've done for love. 0427JOY949 is the SMS, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Jeff the Barrel Girl will be in shortly.
Yes.
And you can
sift through them with his romantic fingers.
And we'll get him to say what he's done.
It's pretty early to be super romantic at 10 to 7, but if you can impress us, you might give us some inspiration.
Yeah, I reckon.
What do you reckon?
Yeah. Give it a go. And we'll only judge you.
Yeah. You are listening to the tag team.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9 with the tag team this morning. I just
slammed the door a bit loudly.
So I know, thanks for that. You're like, you bring us back. Bong. Thanks.
A bit behind the curtain there, Harry. All right. Yeah. We've been talking great things you've done for love. Harry was boasting that the greatest thing she ever did for love was catch a bus once from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Once.
Stop bragging.
Yeah.
And we got a message. Speaking of bragging, we've got a message in from Darren that says he met his partner in a Canberra cruise ship in 1985. He came to New Zealand for a year with me, and then we moved to Australia. 2015, we're still together, and we just bought our second house together.
Oh.
Yay.
I got
floor somewhere. Yay. There we go. Yeah. Good work, Darren.
Enough of that. Yeah, congratulations on your second house.
Harry's not bitter.
Not bitter.
Not a bitter Betty.
At all.
Speaking of bitter, I want to talk in-laws.
Oh, what's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Criminal crime.
Outlaws are wanted.
That's not terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
In a dad joke way, but it was relevant.
It was relevant, yeah.
It was relevant.
Topical.
Yeah. Okay, so I had lunch with a friend of mine the other day, and he's talking to me about his in-laws.
Yeah.
And they just sound quite horrible. So the mother-in-law has somehow acquired a key to the house. So he's not sure how she got the key.
Yeah.
But clearly his partner's given the key, and now he's pretending he didn't. So sometimes he'll come home after a long, hard day at work. His partner will still be at his job. So he'll get there, get home, open the door. Who's on the couch? Mother-in-law.
Oh.
I know, on the couch. Not even cleaning. Because I was like, oh, she's doing the housework.
Yeah.
Which was... presumptive. But no, not doing the cleaning, just watching her stories.
Oh, watching the telly?
Yeah.
Oh,
not okay?
Nah, not okay.
So here's the thing. He wants to have a chat to the partner and say, listen, your mum's a right pain.
Yeah.
But they've only been, they've been living together for 3 months, 4 months, and they've only been together for about 18 months or 2 years. So I don't believe that they've been together long enough to do some truth talking on the mother. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no. And do you know what? You can never, ever say anything about your partner's family, because it's like when you, if your partner says something about your family, your first instinct is to protect and defend.
True.
So
you can't say bad things, but you can say, like, after a long time, you can be like, I have had enough of your mum.
Do it to me. We'll role play. Right. Okay. Say have this honest conversation with me.
So hang on. So yeah. I need to set the scene. So are we married?
Yeah. We've been together for 3 years. And my mum is around all the time, and it's annoying you.
So you're not Lorna, not Morgan.
No.
What's your mum's name?
Mel.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, babe, I just need to have a chat about something that's a bit sensitive. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course. I'm open. I'm an open book. Go on. I respect you.
There's no rules. you know your mum, Mel?
Yeah. I love her. She is the light of my life.
Well, just before, I'll just jump in before you. Can't bloody stand her. She's rude. She's loud. In fact, I think all the Welsh are rude and loud. So it might not be her fault. I think it's a cultural thing. But I don't want a bar of her, to be honest.
Open the door. Ready?
It's like a really boring radio play. Doors open. Door closed.
That was me leaving you.
Oh.
That was me leaving you.
Okay, well, that went well.
Yeah.
That went well.
So you can never say anything, because I'll be like, well, your mum, I never see your mum around you. She doesn't bother us. She doesn't bother coming round. At least my mother brings food round. What does your mother do for us?
Sandra wouldn't come around.
Oh.
Sorry, I've dropped the microphone. Sandra wouldn't come around. You're absolutely right.
No, because she respects our space.
Have you ever had horrendous in-laws? If you have had horrendous lindles, let us know. 0427JOY949. We'll give away a prize. Let's give away a prize for the most repulsive in-laws story. All right.
Yes.
We've got a double pass to see Rent the Musical. Western Arts Theatre, a new theatre company in the Inner West, premieres its first major production, Rent the Musical, by Jonathan Larson. Rent tells the story of love, life and people living with HIV in the 90s in New York, playing at the Union House Theatre at Melbourne University from July 2nd to the 5th.
And you can give Jeff the Barrel Girl a call, 1-300-JOY-949, or email onair@joy.org.au. Let us know an horrendous in-law story.
Yeah. Have you had horrendous in-laws? I mean, you just had to go on that boat trip with Hannah's family. I'm kidding, Hannah.
How dare you? No, I mean,
in fact, you had a great time playing quoits, didn't you? Quoits with your father-in-law?
No, we were playing the hat game, the cards hat game. Remember, I invented it.
Yeah, that's right.
I invented it. Yeah. The hat game. Yeah, no, I think the thing with in-laws is that you have to know your boundaries. And there's always going to be peaks and troughs where you love them and they're best thing ever, but then sometimes they really get on your nerves. Because you've got to think of them like parents again. You know, like they're always going to be in your lives and they're always going to have something to say. And, you know, you're with their most precious thing. But you also love that person as well, so you're always trying to do the right thing. They're trying to. It's always a bit of a struggle. But I think, you know,
I think for the most part, the thing people find most annoying about in-laws is that they're just around. But you know, some people have like horrible people as mother.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand, is that people really, really do. Yeah,
my friend once took her mother-in-law to a posh party she was invited to, and the mother-in-law brought along a cheeseburger in a hamburger.
That's genius.
In a handbag. Then, get this, got in a fight with the hostess of the party and threw the cheeseburger at her, and it stuck to the front of her blouse. See, that's a bad mother-in-law.
That is a very bad mother-in-law.
Anyway, let us know what you think.
Of Tay-Tay on Joy.
Tay-Tay?
Tay-Tay.
I knew it was going to be a good day. I'll see you too
late. I've missed my favourite show on Joy. What do I do? What do I do?
Podcasters to battle!
Joy podcasters fight on tirelessly to bring you the best bits of every show. So if you've missed something recently on Joy, don't worry. Our podcasters have your back. Head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab or look us up on iTunes. Podcasters on Joy 94.9, fighting tirelessly for your listening pleasure.
You're back on the tag team with Hunter and Harry this morning. It is hard to say.
It's hard to say without Sean, but
he is dead to us now. So
yeah, exactly.
We are going to try and put a call into him, though. We're crossing live to Vietnam.
Do you know what we can do?
What?
Do you know what we should practice? As soon as he answers, we can be like, "Good morning, Vietnam."
Yes, or we wonder how to say "Good morning" in Vietnamese.
Oh, and shout that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Shout it.
Yeah.
Right. They are 3 hours behind us, though, so the poor fella's going to try and wake up at 5 a.m. for us.
Oh, good on him. That is commitment.
Half an hour later than what he normally wakes up on a Thursday. So.
Commitment to the show.
He's done all right. Hey, we got some text messages in about nightmare in-laws.
Yes.
Colleen said that it's important to note that some people with nightmare parents know it and are happy to talk about it and don't defend their behaviour. She says her own mum never calls when she visits, so she just... Sorry. So Colleen's just started not letting her in when she arrives. She says, I've even left her standing on the front doorstep a few times. She's learning. She now calls me from the end of the street. We also had a text from Tony that said that he had a partner who gave a key to his parents and they just show up whenever they liked it. But they got their comeuppance in the end because one day he was cooking dinner. Oh, I was so sure I was going to say cooking dinner in the nude.
Yeah, I know.
He was cooking dinner and frying off some really hot chilies and they just let themselves in and stuck their big fat faces right. No, sorry. Now, it's fair to say that Tony didn't say fat faces. I editorialised that. He said stuck their faces in the pan and it was hilarious. Serves them right.
Good.
They didn't visit much after that. Maybe that's what you have to do. If you have a nightmare in-law, you just need to hurt them, like injure them in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not advocating the use of injuring in-laws.
No, that's right. Unless it's called for. Unless they're really annoying. In which case, just trip them up. I read about this. This is probably my favourite bad in-law story. It's not somebody I know. I just read about it.
Yeah.
It was in a advice column where a woman wrote in and she said that she was getting married and her crazy mother-in-law was planning to wear her own wedding dress from 30 years before to the wedding. Can you imagine? But you know why? Because she would just be boasting that it still fit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she would have been spending the last 30 years thinking that. That chiffon number, that still fits me, and I just need a day to wear it.
I'm going to get another wear out of this.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Joy, 94.9.
And the texts are coming through thick and fast in support for Queen Madge. It's not just Alistair that's going to multiple concerts, let me tell you.
No?
You thought he was a super fan, but it turns out just a standard fan.
Oh, really?
Just a standard fan.
I've got a standard fan in the house.
Anyway, we were talking earlier about how Ginny's in New York. Ginny, do you read us?
I'm here. Good morning.
Yay!
Sorry, I'm on 10% battery here. I just bought one of them power packs that you can charge your phone on. Yeah, it's very trendy around here.
So very American.
I'm trying to be a hipster and fit in. Yeah, trying to fit in.
Now, Ginny, Pride's kicking off. What's it like in the city?
Oh, look, you know when Midsummer kicks off in Melbourne and how, you know, when trams transform with all that Midsummer signage,
mm-hmm.
you know how you know Midsummer's coming? Well, here it's 10 times a grander because there's certain department stores, they put in display windows with, you know, rainbow themed. A few of the pride flags are up around about the street and, you know, certain parts of New York, downtown, has really lovely pride display. So you can tell that the pride vibe is in the air. Tomorrow the events officially kick off, so I can imagine that there'll be more stuff happening out and about tomorrow. But the atmosphere here is just insane.
Fantastic. And you've been checking out Rainbow Fashion Week. How did that wrap up?
Oh, that's wrapping up tomorrow. They've had an insane amount of press for they have dogs dressed up in outfits. They have a lot of children dressed up. They've got a wrap-up party tomorrow called Inside the Celebrity Closet. So I'm not sure who's rocking up to that. But I know there'll be people like Ashanti, Titus Burgess, BH1 are going to be rocking up to some of the New York City Pride events and maybe to the Rainbow Fashion Week ones as well. So if I do rub shoulders with any of them, I'll be sure to get some Joy IDs for
us.
Please do. And did you have you spotted any fashion? Are you bringing back to Melbourne any New York cutting edge rainbow fashions?
Well, I'm trying to work on my walk because I've been called a turtle because apparently I walk too slow. And I thought I had a decent gait and a decent pace, representing Melbourne. No, I got called a turtle yesterday, so I've got to amp it up a little bit. But the fashion I am bringing up is it's summer here, so I'm going to bring up a few tees, a few hoodies.
Yep.
So be prepared. It's going to be a new face for radio when I return.
I like it. All right, well, we look forward to having you back. You can give us all a tutorial on how to walk, perhaps.
Oh, awesome. I will, Hunter. I'll hold you to that.
All right, Ginny. Enjoy the rest of your time.
Thank you, lovelies. Have a good day.
See you later.
Oh, that was New York correspondent there, Ginny.
We're collecting them.
We are.
Not long after news, we'll be crossing to our brand new Vietnam correspondent too.
Schwan.
Provided he schleps himself out of bed in time.
Yeah, fingers crossed there. And coming up now, we've got some Years and Years with King.
So what is that?
Years and Years.
Sorry?
Years and Years.
Just play the song. I'll work it out. Once you press play, I'll tell the people what it is. Oh, it's Years and Years.
Yep.
Years and Years, mate.
You're on Joy. Joy 94.9, it is the tag team, but we're only tagging two. It's the duo tag team.
It is. It's not really a team at all, is it? It's a tag partnership today.
It's a tag partnership.
Mm.
We've got another very handsome man in the studio.
We do.
We've got Josh has just walked in. He's not standing near a mic, but I know he's there. I know he's here. And we've got Gary. We've got a full studio at the moment. And it's the perfect time, I think, to talk about Hunter. Are you taking a vow of celibacy?
I've taken a vow of celibacy.
Oh, no.
I've just been looking for the disappointment in Josh and Gary's faces. And it's palpable. Yeah, I'm 10 days in.
And?
I've got to say, guys, I feel more alive. My senses are heightened. I feel more positive. I made love to a wheelie chair. everything's coming up roses.
Animate inanimate objects counted?
No, they don't count.
No.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah,
this
so
is kind of worrying.
Now I'm sort of, I'm on a higher plane to the rest of you guys. It is only day 10, but every day I'm going higher and higher.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like congratulating myself, like, 10 days. I mean, it's probably more than, let me actually think about it. It's probably about 13 days.
Yeah.
So in some ways, that's an achievement. In other ways, it's just a normal week.
Does it feel weird? Like, are you dying, like, to get on, like, a dating app? Like, do you usually, like, if you're bored, you just get on there, see who's about?
Well, I can still do that because, you know, that's not sex. That doesn't mean sex, right? Just
but it leads to...
Oh, you're one of the ones that goes on, I'm here for chat.
No, don't make it dirty. So what I'm just saying that I'm just on a higher plane now. So if you guys want to bring lovely. Like questions to me, obviously I've got time to think about them.
Yeah.
I
want to know though, right, to our dear listeners, like how long is too long, like going
13 days. 13 days is too
long. When they start going blue, that's when you've got to be
Harry, turn his microphone off. Turn his microphone off. It's been punished now. You keep that off.
Gone.
I'm going for 90 days.
90 days.
Yeah. Do you think you've gone for 90 days before?
Yeah, definitely.
On purpose or just as it happens?
Just as it goes. It yeah. As it goes. When I moved over to Australia, I probably went for about, I don't know, maybe a good 12 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should have pretended that was a vow of celibacy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you could backdate it.
I backed it, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, it's basically like, you know, but I think that 90 days is a hearty challenge.
Thank you.
Because that's like transformation week. Oh, do you know what we should have done is your before and after pictures.
Yes.
That's what we should have
done. Yeah. For the first one, I look normal, and the second one, I just look very tense. Very tense.
Very tense. 0427 Joy 949. If you have a question for Hunter,
yes,
or if you want to let us know how long you've gone
because,
taking the vow,
yes, we want the longest. We want to find the person who's gone the longest on purpose, though. You can't purpose, just have been unlucky in love.
Yeah,
I mean, you can be. No excludings, actually.
No excludings. not at this station. On air at joy.org.au or give Jeff the Barrel Girl a call 1300 Joy 949.
You are back in the tag team with Hunter and Harry. Harry's frantically trying to get onto Xuan in Vietnam. So that was a bit of Charlie XX there. Have you got him? Come on.
Wait. Are you there?
Hello.
Yay! Harry just got you on the phone in 10 seconds flat. It was very impressive.
Oh, good morning, guy.
Oh, no. Wait.
Yeah. Xin Chao.
Chao, boy, Shan.
Xuan.
You've done your research.
Yeah, and Chat Nick Nu. Do you know what that means?
No, you've lost me. You've lost me now.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, well, I can then order you a beer. So
no, we thought that's what you...
To do that.
We thought you were just walking through Vietnam, meeting the boys, giving a bit of... so give it to us.
Chat Nick Nu.
Oh, hello, I'm Xuan. I'm Chat Nick Nu.
No, that's not what's happened. I have actually encountered female guys.
Oh,
no lady boys. No men, lots of females.
What, attention?
Yes. I'm not saying wanted.
Oh, you're not coming back to us a changed man.
No. There's none of that. I'm not making the switch. Nothing's happened like that. I went and got a massage, guys, and they completely misunderstood what I wanted.
Oh. Well, that's a schoolboy. That's a tale as old as time.
Several times throughout the proceedings.
Like during the massage, was it getting a bit handsy or?
Yes, very much so.
Oh.
There was like a lot of circling. And then I said, no.
Like a bit of Reiki.
Then at one
just
stage, it was just touched. Again,
really?
No. Just massage.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of misunderstanding. I ended up getting my hair washed. And then she cried at the end.
She didn't.
And I'm pretty sure it was that no-tears scrub. So who knows?
Did she say that she cried?
Yeah, fake cry. I'm sure it was fake.
Oh, okay. She cried because you went up for it. This is not appropriate. I don't think this is appropriate, yeah. Sean. I don't think this is appropriate.
Oh, why? Why, Mr. Sean?
Okay, don't do the accent. what else? Tell us, what else have you been seeing in Vietnam? What, how is it?
I've seen lots of airport lounges.
Oh, very glamorous.
And by lounges, I just mean like lots of sitting down, waiting for the plane. There's been a typhoon warning, so I've flown to places, then not landed and gone back to where we started several times.
Oh, really? Wow. More than once?
This is not making the news over here.
No.
Well, no, my travel plan's not going quite right. Not making the news. Should not be that surprising to you guys.
When do you get back to us, Sean?
Hopefully I'll be back there this weekend. We'll be back in action with you guys on Thursday, and I can be wearing my new custom tailored tracksuit.
What?
Because that's what you do when you go traveling.
Oh.
You go, hey, let's get matching tracksuits, everybody. And even though they did take my measurement, they haven't quite gone to plan.
Oh.
I went back in the steamy, hot shed, popped on the tracksuit. And was like, it's very good, thank you very much. But like, it was very noticeable when I was fully stretched that the sleeves didn't quite make it all the way down my arm.
Did they do a fake cry?
I did the fake cry.
You did the fake cry.
No, there's a fake cry, or just lots of sweat. You know, they couldn't quite tell.
So you said, you know, about matching tracksuits. Did you get us like a tag team ensemble?
We
all got matching tracksuits? Do you need my measurements?
Oh, I see what's happened. Yeah, the language barrier hasn't quite gone.
You picked up an accent.
I've got a matching tracksuit top and bottom.
Okay, so
versatile. Yeah. We call that a versatile.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. But what did you get for us? What are our presents? Have you got any surprises that you want to say now? Or should we just wait till Thursday?
Well, yeah, no, now you've made me think. I probably need to go shopping.
Wait till Thursday. We've been missing you, Sean.
Is there any requests?
Earlier,
anything that I could get you?
Ooh,
I don't know. I'm not quite really across the cultural delicacies, but I will have a look. I will have a look.
Yeah, we'll see.
Earlier, we were talking about why we miss you, Sean, and Harry. We were talking about in-laws and who has bad in-laws. And then when we played a song, Harry said, "See, that's why I miss Sean, because if Sean was here, we'd be able to say, you'll never have to worry about in-laws."
As a joke.
Thanks, guys.
That's okay.
How my love life has been going?
Yes. Tell us.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. Okay. Got nothing at all.
Okay, well, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
One another.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
You are back on the tag team with Hunter and Harry this morning. And we're talking Holding Them Out. I went up to Sydney and saw the... it was the premiere, I believe. And it was at the State Theatre.
I believe. You just literally told Harry.
Well, off air, mate. Off air. You know I'm much more humble on air.
Yeah, much more. Anyway.
And so, what sort of rating do you want?
I want out of five. Out of five holding the men's.
I'm giving... Gary.
Wrong mic.
No, you got me on the wrong mic. You pressed the wrong button.
Okay, so I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5. I thought it was that.
Four and a half men.
Good. 4.5 holdings out of men. It's obviously a very well-loved story. We talk about it on this show almost weekly, trying to bully Sean into reading it.
Yeah.
He was going to read it in Vietnam. We should have checked up on him. I have a feeling he's yet to open the page.
Yeah.
It's obviously a very well-loved tale, and I thought they told it very, very well. I was nervous going in, and I thought they nailed it. Ryan Corr plays Tim, who, you know, it's his story, and he was fantastic. We got Guy Pearce, Anthony LaPaglia, Jeffrey Rush are in it.
Oh, wow.
So they're all good. Jeffrey Rush, you know, not a huge role, but pretty big name.
Where did Guy Pearce come into it?
Guy Pearce played Tim's dad.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Yep. And Anthony LaPaglia played John's dad. Nice. But of course, you know, it's horrifically sad, and there was 2,000 people in the theatre, so it was almost like a symphony of sniffles. Yeah. So I didn't cry because I was thirsty for the bloke next to me. I was trying to act tough.
Nice.
But I was definitely crying.
Remember your commitment, though.
So, but it starts off with them sort of falling in love in school. Mm-hmm. Did they use different actors for when they went back to school, or was it the same actors that they tried to make young? Did it work?
No, same actors in jaunty wigs. Yeah, but it did work. Yeah, I mean, obviously they don't look 16, but it was totally believable. And I believe they filmed it at the school that the boys went to here in Melbourne and stuff.
Authentic.
So it was really good. I give it 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think it's out late August, and the trailer dropped this week. So if you want to have a look at that, have a look, because the trailer is pretty good in itself, I think.
Oh, that is
so enticing. Like Margaret and David, wasn't it?
I am that excited for the movie. Thank you.
Margaret and David and Hunter. But now it is time for our favourite segment. It's Nan Talk.
Oh,
it's not the same.
Not the same. It's really not the same. He adds a bit to it, I think. He does add a bit to it.
I don't have any Nan Talk this week because, if I'm honest with you, I haven't spoken to her.
You haven't been down to God's waiting room?
No, I've shut her out. My sister moved to Cambodia this week.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
So Nan's been very focused on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going okay so far. I mean, she's not in Cambodia yet. She's doing the European jaunt first. So I think she'll have a bit of fun.
Nice. Well,
what have you got for us?
Well,
first of all, which Nan are we talking?
We're talking Lorne.
My favourite.
Lorne, yeah.
No offence, the other one.
So, so I can't say anything. So the weekend I went to Hobart, went down to Dark Mofo. So, and that's in Tasmania. So rung Nan, was telling her all about it. And then she said, oh, how's it going? I said, oh, Tasmania's gorgeous, Nan. Like, it's really nice. She went, what? She said, Tasmania? I was like, yeah. She said, you told me you was going to Tanzania. I was like, why would I tell you? I was like, that's a big trip. That's not a weekend trip, Nan.
Right. Did she think that Tanzania was nearby?
Yeah. And I was like, Nan, no, Nan, Tasmania. She's like, Mania. Oh, weird names over there. I was like, I don't think we can talk. And now that I'm going home, she's bombarding me with pictures of...
When are you going home?
July and August.
Fantastic.
So
how long?
Only 10 days.
What?
Yeah,
that's hard work.
Well, my sister's getting christened, and my mum asked me and my brother to be godparents.
Oh,
so we're going home
to your sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that weird? A lot of people have been like, "Oh, do you just..."
Well, I think it's because you've got a really big age difference.
Oh,
but when
you
tell that story, it sounds like she's 23.
Yeah,
you're going to be her godmother.
No, she's 10. So yeah, I think my mum's just putting safety measures in plan in case, you know, anything happens.
Took a grim turn. That is a late christening, though, isn't it? 10 years old.
Yeah, because she's like, am I going to be christened? And my mum's like, oh, do you want to be christened? And she's like, yeah. So my mum's like, all right, well, you can. We didn't get a choice, but anyway.
Are you christened?
Yeah.
Are you christened, Gary?
Yes,
I am.
Huh. Yeah, good. All right, mic off.
I'm not. Thank you, Gary.
So I'm going home for that. So Nan, at the moment, is bombarding me with pictures of previous trips that I've been home with my grandfather, pictures of me and my grandfather from different trips of me being home.
Just to remind you.
Just to remind me.
Oh, does it make her sad that you live in Australia?
Yeah, I think so. Because she knows that she'll never come over to visit.
Yeah.
It's just, she's never flown anywhere. She's never been on a plane.
She's never been on a plane.
She doesn't own a passport.
Oh, you should put her on one. Not to come here. That's too big. But she could fly to Ireland.
No, she just won't do it. No? I've tried to stick her
she's
on a boat.
Scared? On a boat?
Yeah.
So she's not into any transport?
Nah, she'll do a bus.
What like
she goes,
car?
She goes on bus trips. Yeah, but she'll only get in the car with my grandfather because they drive about 4 k's an hour. Oh, if she gets in the car with me, right, she pulls her seatbelt so she's holding it out so it doesn't crease her shoulder pads. And then so she holds out in front of her and she goes, oh, slow down. Oh, slow down. Slow down. Car. And then she goes, oh, you want to go up around the Wern. Like she's giving me directions. I'm like, you don't even own a driving license. Don't tell me where to go.
You can know your way around a Welsh village without having a license.
Yeah, but a bit too much. I mean, because she needs to sit in the back seat, right?
Oh, yeah,
she's one of those that just... She's like, oh, turn left up here. It's coming. I'm like, I'm not on my driving test anymore.
So you don't think you're not going to go on a group trip to Tanzania, for instance? That's not
no,
in Lorna's
no,
cards.
No, that's not on the cards anymore. So yeah. I've never... I don't think she's ever been to London.
Hasn't she?
I don't think she's been up that far. My grandfather's
been. If she
been.
Was to drive, not if you were to drive her to London, how long would that take?
Oh, like 4 hours.
And she's never been.
Nah.
She's never. Can you confirm that? Because that's pretty impressive.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I will confirm.
Jump
will,
on the FaceTime. And,
yeah, I'll get some Vox Pops when I'm over there. Thank and you. I can we can name all the places that she's never been
thank
to.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's Nantalk. Better back, better and better, and better bigger and bigger and better next week.
Joy 94.9.
You are back in the tag team with Hunter and Harry. That was Don't Mess With My Man. Nah. You don't, my body love.
You don't need me no man, do you?
You don't need me no good no more. Harry, earlier today we were discussing about whether it's acceptable for me to start wearing vanity glasses.
Yep.
Look like a traditional glass, but with no prescription.
Yes.
And I got to say, unfortunately, I've tallied the votes during that song, and it's a big fat no.
Oh.
It's a big fat no from the Joy community, so...
That's all right, we're just...
Thank you for forcing me to keep my light under a bushel.
But, you know, other suggestions. Why don't you get a vanity monocle?
That's not bad.
Vanity
that's
monocle.
Not bad.
Maybe that's good.
Like only it's like half as wanky as a vanity pair of glasses.
Yeah, be like, oh, where's Hunter? Oh, which one's Hunter?
Oh, Professor Smith.
the one with the monocle. Imagine if your name was Captain. And you'd be like, which one's Captain? The one with the monocle. That would
that
work.
That would be genius. For those playing at home, it was 6 no votes to the vanity glasses and 1 if you have to vote. So it's close, I think. It's close.
I think what our Joy listeners are telling you is that you've had better ideas.
Yeah, yeah. I've had worse, probably.
Yeah.
I think if Schwan was here, he'd back me on 100%.
Make that 7-1. Sorry. Just,
Did his mic off?
We let you on for 1 minute and you just come to destroy.
That was your chance.
Destroy my dreams. Yeah, I think if Schwan was here, he'd back me 100%, don't you? No,
it'd be 8-1. 8-1.
It would be 8-1.
Oh, I can't wait to play like Vietnam bingo when Schwan gets back. Like, did you go on a motorcycle? Did you eat a banh mi?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I saw some photos on Facebook of him like sitting in the, or any generic social media of him sitting, eating food whilst also just sitting in a gutter.
Perfect.
Legs 11, that one?
Yeah, getting the full experience. It's going to be amazing. Food.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, come back with us next week where we'll have our full tag team reunited at last. Not for long, though, because then when do you go away?
I go away the end of July.
Will you be missing 2 radio? Yeah, yes. You'll have to miss 2 if it's 10 days, won't you?
But, you know, we can do what we did with Schwan and you can get me on.
Oh, my God, yes. And we can talk to Lorne.
Yeah, we'll talk to Lorne.
You can talk to Lorne in the person. And Lil, done. We'll be going to see Nana Lil, too.
Lil, yeah, if she's got her teeth in right, we'll be able to chat to her. Otherwise...
Otherwise, no chance.
No chance. I mean, my grandfather pretends he can't speak to her. He's like, I don't know what you're saying, love. She's like, cup of tea? No idea.
Well, if that won't get you back to the tag team, I don't know what will. Enjoy the rest of your day. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.